news programme saying that there was pressure on Oxbridge to admit more students from working class families, so I reckoned I'd be all right. And then I worked my class right out of there. And I got an interview! They have to interview everyone who applies, and I was thrilled to be one of those lucky everyone. My mum decided to take the day off work and come with me. I borrowed some of her clothes to wear. My sisters had no one to drop them at school, so they came too. The four of us went for breakfast in Cambridge city centre. My mum talked about how we'd all move there to live someday while I ate egg muffins. We got lost on the way to the college. It was called Corpus Christi, which, like all Latin, means you don't belong here. I was 15 minutes late for a 20-minute interview, but I didn't let that upset me. I was from a working-class family, raised in Dagenham, then Romford. I had an Essex accent and my mum's suit on. I was exactly what they were looking for. I was interviewed by the oldest man in the world. His office was full of piled-up books. "This is just like my bedroom," I told him. "Except in my bedroom, it's clothes." He creaked a question. "Why do you want to study philosophy at Cambridge?" "Oh, I want to come to Cambridge so that I can be in footlights."
"Why philosophy?"
"I think it's really, really good."
"Who have you read